Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shalom Shabbos daf Ayin. Hey, we're starting right at the top of the Almud, and we'll start daf on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph about halfway through, right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that Kupas HaRoichlin, a person carries out a box with all these different compartments for many different types of perfumes for women, he's only chayv one chatos, even though there's many different shirim in it. So the Gemara asks, Vakasha, we have a question. Ilu Haitzi V'Haitzi Behelam Echad Klumu Chayv El Echad. If a person carries something out to Shusurabim, and then he does another act of carrying out afterwards, he does it a whole bunch of times, but it was all Behel Mechad, it was all in the same lapse of awareness, wouldn't he only be Chayiv one? So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Of course, if he carries out a whole bunch of Shurim at one shot, but it's Behel Mechad, he's also only Chayiv one Chatos. It's obvious. And the answer is, Lamin Nitzricho, who's the Mishnah relevant for? Rebbe Lezer, Shitas Rebbe Lezer. He holds in regards to Anida, that if a person's Bail Anida multiple times, he's Chayiv for each and every time, and it's the same in regards to Shabbos, if he carries out multiple times Behel Mechad, that he's Chayiv for each and every one. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is shaloi time that you shouldn't say minim harbe yasur be'limas harbe ve'chayv al kolachas va'achas. Then when he carries out this kupas aroichlim that has many different minim, it's as if he's carrying out multiple times under the same halama, and that he should be chayv for each and every min that's in this kupas aroichlim lefum kein sarach meimar. That's what the Mishnah has to say. And chayv al achas is only chayv one. Going on to the next part of Mishnah where we spoke about carrying out seeds that were meant for planting. So enigina pachas mikigregeres and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro emer chamisha. It's five seeds. That's the minimum. The one's going to be chayv for carrying out. And the question is, what's the reason the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro says it's dafka five seeds? And the answer is, shekein darkan li'zar baruga, because that's the amount a person is going to plant in one patch of ground. As we discussed extensively three daf ago in regards to kalayim, that we could plant five different minim in one patch, as we see the five is the number of chashivas for seeds. The Mishnah then continued saying that zar kishuim shnayim, zar delum shnayim, zar pol mitzri shnayim, that all these, since they're very chashuv, one is chayv for carrying out even two seeds. And tani we have a braisa, chitim medios shtayim, the wheat from Madai, one is chayv for carrying out even two kernels, and this is not because he's using them to plant. This is actually something he's going to be eating. This is a big chiddush, because we know that when it comes to eating, the shear is a gregaris, and this is way less than a gregaris. So the question is, why is he chayv for just carrying out two kernels? And the answer is, Rav Shmuel says, "B'shem Rav Zeira, chitin, this wheat, ha'adeshin chavivos, since they're very beloved, they're very precious, asu ois and gishar zaroi negino, she'en nechalin, they're treated like zaroi negilo that are not eaten, and therefore one's chayv even for carrying out just two kernels." Onto the grasshopper discussion in the Mishnah, we had said, Chag of chay kolshu meis kigregeres. If he carries out a kosher grasshopper which is alive, he's chay for kolshu because little kids will play with it. Where if it's dead, he's only chay for gregeres because people eat grasshoppers, and so the minimum shear is a gregeres. And we further clarify, hadadat amar betahar. This is only said with a kosher one. Aval betame, but if it's a treif grasshopper, it's not kosher. Kimloi piakelev. He's only chay for carrying out a dead one if it's the amount that would fit in a dog's mouth, because obviously a Jew can't eat a non kosher grasshopper. It's only good for the dogs, and so that's how much he'd be chay for. On to the next part of the mission that said, Tzipar's krumim, which is a special type of grasshopper, bein chaya bein mesa, whether it was alive or dead, kol shei is chay for carrying out the smallest amount, shematzinin oisa l'refua, because that was used for refua. And Amar Vacher Vacha tells us, what's the refua? She can't isha stifa, a woman who's suffering from stifa, myshechas mimena v'himisrapa, she smears this grasshopper on herself and she gets healed. Now another one of the medicinal uses of this grasshopper, Taman Amar over there, they said, man debay nifresh min derech eretz, a person who wants to separate himself from derech eretz, meaning from tashmish, he wants to lose his desire for tashmish, achil palga v'shavik palga, he eats half of this grasshopper and leaves the other half. And when he eats this half, it actually makes him temporarily sterile that he can't have kids at all. And the reason why he leaves the other half for later is because if he doesn't eat it, he'll remain permanently sterile. For the clarification of this, shall smile usur v'shal yamin mutter, eating the left side is usur, but the right side of it is mutter. In other words, first he eats the right side, and then later on he's going to eat the left side. However, you have to be careful because avad kol shehu, if some of that left side, some of the remaining part gets lost, or chaser kol shehu, if it diminishes, let's say it shrinks or something happens to it, then ein loy takana ilamis, the guy has no takana, he's going to be permanently sterile. And so the question is, so what's he supposed to do? He eats half of it now in order to lose his desire for tashmish, but he needs to eat the remaining half of it later so that he'll be able to have children and wouldn't want anything happening to it. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, he says, yavla gutz loichas divash, put it inside a jar of honey, and honey preserves, and nothing's going to happen to that half. Now we go on to the last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, af ha-moitzi chag of chai tomei kol shehu, even if a person carries out a live grasshopper, which is not kosher, he's chai for the smallest amount. Now, clarification of Yehuda's shita, ha-tahar, that's mashma, that a kosher grasshopper, bein chai, bein meis, ki gregeres, he holds that whether it's alive or dead, one is chai only for gregeres, and not like a Tanakama, the Mishnah said, that a live grasshopper, he's chayv for a kol shehu because little kids play with it. Rabbi Yehuda argues that a live grasshopper, one is still chayv only for gregeres. Why is this? So Rabbi Yehuda gedat reviews l'shitasai. Rabbi Yehuda says, oichlan tahirin ein mesachken bohen. A person is not allowed to play with kosher food, and since a live grasshopper grasshopper is kosher food. Once it dies, you're allowed to eat it, so you can't play with it when it's alive, and therefore it's just considered food even when it's alive. And the Shir Zagregaras asked the Gemara, "Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Hasachik b'ketzipor, are you going to play with it like a bird?" This is referring to the Levyasan, and right now in our Havamina, we're understanding that the Levyasan is a kosher fish because it's tzaddikim la'asad lave are going to eat from it, and since the pasuk is saying, "Are you going to play with it?" That's mashma that you're allowed to play with kosher food. But right away the Gemara responds, "Lo yeheter min klal iserhu." That no, isn't it just a heter from iser? In other words, according to this Mada Amar, actually the Levyasan is a not kosher fish, and la'asad lave is going to be permitted for the tzaddikim to eat from its flesh. But really, it's not kosher, and that's why one's allowed to play with it. Ask the Gemara, "Ksiv ketzipor." It says in this very same pasuk, "Are you going to play with it like a bird?" And a bird is kosher, so we see you're allowed to play with kosher food. So Amar Matanya answers that no, mikimin shi mechusar shchita ketmeahi. Since this bird that we're talking about, even though it's kosher, it's lacking shchita, you still have to shecht it in order to be able to eat it. So it's like it's not kosher because, for all intents and purposes, right now you're not able to eat it. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's shchita stays strong. Hajramalach Perek Rabbi Kiva, Mazar finishing the ninth perek of Maseches Shabbos. Just like we finish this perek together, we should be zecher to finish the entire Maseches together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right into a brand new perek, we continue discussing the law of Haitzah. The Mishnah says, Hamatznil Zera L'Dugma L'Refua. If a person stores something away for planting, for an example to show a customer, or for refuah purposes, Haitzia b'Shabbos Chayv Al B'Chol Shehu. If he carries out on Shabbos, he's chayv even for the smallest amount. That's because for this fellow, this thing is chashuv. As we said at the end of the previous perek, one is only chayv for carrying out a minimum of two seeds. But this guy loves planting all sorts of things, for example, so he saves even one seed for Zera, for planting. So for him, one seed is chashuv, and if he carries it out, he's chayiv. And the same thing as a dogma, as an example. Maybe he's a cloth dyer, so he keeps all different colors in storage to be able to show a customer. So even if this tiniest amount of dye, he's still chayiv for carrying it out, because again, for him it's chashuv, and it's the same thing for a fool. Maybe he's a doctor, so he has all different types of medicines, so for him it's chashuv, even the smallest amount, so he's chayiv for that. However, v'chol adam, a random guy, in chayiv and all, is not going to be chayiv for this, el kishiroi, unless he carries out the regular shear, because for him, a tiny amount is not chashuv. The mission concludes, once the guy brings it back in, this guy who was matznia, this very small amount, if he brought it back in, is now only chai for the regular shear, and the Gemara is going to explain what we're referring to. So first we have a clarification of who the mission is like. Rabbi Yirmi Omar, Rabbi Yirmi says, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Chanina Bai, he suggests the following, the Masis and Rabbi Yuda. Our mission is according to Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Yuda Omar, he says, Uman b'umunase chayiv. Then an Uman, a craftsman who's involved in his craft, he's chayiv. This is something we learned about in the first parak, that if a tailor goes out with his needle, for example, the Chachamim say he's not allowed to, but he's not chayiv, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayiv because he's an uman with his umnes, with his craft. And therefore, it's the same thing in our Mishnah. Everything we mentioned is referring to an uman, a craftsman with his craft, and for him it's chashuv, so he's chayiv. But the Rabbanon would argue that even though he's not allowed to carry it out, he's not chayiv unless he carries out the regular shear. And now we have a clarification of the end of the Mishnah, which we had said that if he carries it back inside, he's only chayiv for its regular shear. So Amar Yisro Chanini tells us, Loi Asya El Ledigma. That's only referring to the case of dogma, of the example to show a customer. Shekfar nispayas halukeach, the customer already appeased, means he's already convinced, he already decided he wants to or doesn't want to buy this thing, and therefore this thing's not chashuv anymore. Our example was a cloth dyer who has many different examples of dye, of color, what the cloth could be. So when he carries out one of those colors to a customer, even if it's the tiniest amount, that's very chashuv for him because he wants to make a sale. But after the customer saw it already, it's not chashuv for the cloth dyer anymore. Therefore, when he brings it back inside, he's only chayiv if he carries the regular shear. Aval zero l'refua. But when we're talking about seeds for planting or medicine for refua, afilu kolshu chayiv, even if it's a kolshu, carrying back inside as well is going to mechayiv him because he still needs it for refua or for planting, and therefore this last line in the Mishnah is only going on the middle case of l'dugma, but not the other two. We now bring a braisa similar to the Mishnah. Hatzniyoy zeh behoitziyoy zeh. Putter. One guy stored the stuff away. Let's say the doctor has his medicine and he stored it away, but then a different guy carries the medicine out, so that guy is putter. And that's just like our Mishnah. However, Rav Shimon Elazar Mechayiv. Rav Shimon Elazar argues and he's Mechayiv. And the question is, Manan Kaimin, what are we referring to? What's the case that they're arguing about? If he carried it out, Midas the second guy, meaning the guy that carried it out, let's call it the patient, he carried it out, it was his own das, it was his choice to carry it out. Everyone agrees that he's putter because he's not the one that was Matsnia this. And so for him, it's not considered chashuv. It's only chashuv for the doctor. And so of course he'd be putter, even according to Rav Shimon Elazar. And in Mishayitziyah Midas Rishon, if he carried it out for the Rishon, for the doctor, he's a shliach. He was told, take this medicine, carry it out. So Divrei Kol Chayiv. Everyone would hold that he's chayiv, even in Tana Kama, because he's doing it al das the Rishon, and the Rishon was chayiv for doing it. So the guy who's carrying it out, the Sheni, of course he's chayiv. What's the case of Machlokes then? Elakinan Kaiman Bestam is referring to where he just carried out Stam. He had no particular intention. So Rabbanah, or the Rabbanah hold, Chazaka Midas Sheni Yitziyah. The Chazaka is, meaning our presumption is, that he's carrying out al das himself, and therefore he's not chayiv. Or as Rav Shimon Elazar, he tells us, Chazaka Midas Rishon Yitziyah, the presumption is that he's carrying out al das the first guy, al das the doctor who's Matsniyait, and therefore he's chayiv. Moving on to Halacha Beis, the Mishnah says, Hamotzi Eichlin, a guy carries out food. However, Unusan Ala Skupa, he put them on his skupa, on the threshold, on the little step right outside the front door. And we already discussed this in the first parak. The one is chayiv for carrying from Rosh HaSuyachid to Rosh HaSurabim and vice versa. However, not if he did so Derech Karmelis. A Karmelis is an in-between. It's not Rosh HaSuyachid, it's not Rosh HaSurabim. L'chatchila, one's not allowed to carry from Rosh HaSuyachid or Rosh HaSurabim to the Karmelis, or from the Karmelis to Rosh HaSuyachid or Rosh HaSurabim. However, one's not chayiv if he goes from Rosh HaSuyachid to Rosh HaSurabim Derech Karmelis. And that's what this guy did. He carried out food, which he would be chayiv for, but he put it on this skupa, which is a Karmelis. And therefore, Ben Shachazar Tziyim, Ben Shachazar Acher, Potter. Whether now this guy himself picks it back up from the Karmelis and now carries it outside, or somebody else picks it up from the Karmelis and brings it outside through Shasurabim, both of these fellows would be Potter, because they didn't do the Malacha in one shot. There wasn't an Akira and then a Hanacha from one Roshas to another, because it was placed down on the Karmelis. Therefore, the original Akira in the Shasur Yachid and the subsequent Hanacha on the Shasurabim can't be Machayiv him, because again, there was this stop, there was this pause in the Karmelis, which is the Skupa. Now we have another case, Kupa Shimalaya Pei Rice. We have a large basket which is full of Pei Rice. Let's say it's a big oblong basket, and Rusun al Skupa Chitzayna, it was placed, meaning he carried it from his house and put it down on the Skupa Chitzayna, and since it's a long basket, part of it is actually in the Rosh HaSurabim. Afal Pisha Roiv HaPeiros Mibachotz, even if the majority of the Peiros are outside, Pater, he's still Pater. Achi Yaitzi as Kol HaKupa, until he carries out the entire basket. You're right, maybe the majority of the basket is in the Rosh HaSurabim, but still, since some of it is on the Skupa, it's not considered like he was mighty to the Rosh HaSurabim, so he's not chayiv for that. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with an extensive discussion about this in the Gemara. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.